D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. The breaking news in Tennessee earlier today, the Titans have fired head coach Brian Callahan. Joining us to discuss that on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. Teron, you were in Las Vegas yesterday for the Titans' loss against the Raiders. As you were in the locker room, still at Allegiant Stadium, did you get any sort of vibe that this move could be imminent?
I did, honestly. And obviously the product that was on the field was atrocious. But I think if you go beyond that, you look at the comments. When Jeffrey Simmons said that they came out flat and he said that it was one of the worst weeks of practice, that told me all I needed to know. I said, hey, you know what, let's go ahead and get this darn pre-write tweaked up and updated with this Raiders loss and get it ready to go. I'm just thankful that they did it while I was back here in Nashville and not on the plane, because I didn't want to do Wi-Fi. I wanted to go to sleep.
Well, Teron, this is a big picture question. What went wrong for Brian Callahan?
How much time do we have here?
We've got plenty of time right now since you just came on.
No, I say that jokingly. I mean, a lot of things went wrong. You know, he was brought in to be a guy to help develop the future franchise quarterback. And obviously last year, Will Levis regressed, and Cam Ward hasn't been promising. So you have that. You have the fact that they have a 174 win percentage since the start of last season. You know who's had a worse one than that? John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh, I tell you, nobody. You look at the points, right, 83 points through the first 6 weeks of the season. That's the least that they've had since 1985. I was 9 years old, guys. I'm 49 right now. So, I mean, you have that. You have some of the on-the-field procedure things, you know, not challenging Allen Manner's catch in week one. You have obviously the stuff that happened, you know, the following week. And then you look at just the way this organization, right? The team, if I had to ask you, okay, what is one trademark of this team? Like what's something that you know this offense is going to do?
You can't think of
anything positive. You could say, oh, well, I know they're going to run the ball on first down. I know they're going to have screens. And I know, you know, on those screens, the DBs are going to turn into Ronnie Lott. You could say that, but you can't say anything positive. So, I mean, a lot has gone wrong. It's unfortunate. You never want to see anybody lose their job. But we know what this league is, right? It's result-oriented. And when you don't bring the results, these are the consequences.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Teron, when the Titans announced that they were firing Brian Callahan, no interim coach was named. What are you hearing about the options at interim coach? And is it possible that the Titans could look outside the organization to fill that role?
Well, I think anything's possible right now with this organization. I haven't heard anything along those lines, but what I heard is they're still sorting through that. Now, this isn't something that just automatically suddenly popped on the agenda this morning. This is something that we know has been considered for quite some time. So how they've managed to get to this point where there's all this sorting out. I mean, typically when a team fires a coach, the interim is named. Now, you don't always have a father-son tandem, so I get that. And I would imagine, well, I know that's something that they're sorting through, but at the same time, it's not new news. Like, this is something you've known. It looks like there was a failure to prepare, and you know when you prepare, when you fail to prepare, you're preparing to fail. So it's not a good look on the organization at all right now with how long it's taken. An interim should have been announced quite some time ago, because whoever it is, they got to dig in and get this thing going, because you know who's coming on Sunday? Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. And you can rest assured that Vrabel is going to be looking to drop at the minimum a 40 burger on them, and at the minimum 0 points allowed.
Yeah, Teron, this whole thing has been, whereas it's not a shocker, but it is sort of like, okay, you did fire him. shouldn't there be like a, but he's taking his place until we, you know, either he earns the job or until we, you know, go out and find another coach when the season ends. But do you think, because you said you sort of had a feeling, was this a must win for him, or was it just, hey, even if they win, because we don't want to deal with this if they get blown out by Mike Vrabel and then have to then fire him after that? Was this a complete must win and this team had to look a certain way?
And that's the thing, D-Mace. I really think that they wanted to make sure that the firing wasn't Mike Vrabel's fault. Mm-hmm. and they got this done before he came in here and put the, you know, belt to butt. And the crazy part of it is, yeah, to a degree, you did that. But technically, you still made it about Vrabel because you fired him before he beat you to make you fire the coach anyway. So I just think it's just so poorly managed. And it's I don't know that I've ever seen, you know, a professional organ. Like, this reminds me of watching that movie Major League. Right. But it's just like, what is the reason why this organization, I'm not going to say they want to lose, but just using the Major League analogy, it's like, what is the reason why things are being conducted like so poorly? It's ridiculous.
Now, with that being said, because it seemed like, you know, this was sort of, you know, done in a way where now, you know, the bottom half has to regroup. And now we have to find, you know, guys to fill this role. But when you're looking at it, do you almost see it as, you know, this team is in a space where, you know, yeah, you fired the head coach, but what about the guys that are above him? Because Brinkert is still the guy that has been here through some of this mess. But yet and still, it's fire the coach. And then what is it going to be? Fire the GM next? I don't understand the sort of, we're going to do the firing in phases, but the one guy gets to keep his job. I don't get that part.
Man, listen. One thing that I used to always say.
And do you think they
is,
can get it right, TD?
Yeah, that's a good question. And one thing I always would say is, if the apocalypse came, like, I'm rolling with Mason Kinsey. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to add a name to that because Chad Brinker has a way of surviving. And look, like, I'm not on here saying, hey, he needs to be fired or anything like that. But, you know, he is the one common denominator through all of this. And again, I'm not saying he needs to be fired, but I think you need to look at that like, okay, well, wait a minute. Like, what role have you played in this? You know what I mean? And I know Chad has his qualities, mm-hmm. but at the same time, who's in charge of all this? And at what point is the person in charge going to be held responsible? So you're right. I don't think there's any – like, what reason would any rational person have to say, hey, they could get it figured out? Like, they've shown us over the last three years, honestly, that they can't. You know what I mean? And it's just been one thing after another, and it just continues to add up. And look, like, no offense to Chad Brinker, but what is he – like, he hasn't shown – us anything to believe that he can't get turned around. Yeah, he was with Green Bay, but he was with Green Bay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think ultimately, if Brinker were smart, and I know he's a very intelligent man, he would allow Mike Borgonzi to run the show. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a part of leadership. Be willing to take that step back while somebody who, I'm not going to say is more qualified, but somebody who is very good at what they're doing gets a chance to do it. And hey, look, you know what? Together, we'll accept the glory. You know what I mean? I think it has to be that way.
Teron, we'll get your reaction on this. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network is reporting that Mike McCoy is expected to be named the Titans' interim head coach. Mike McCoy, of course, the Chargers head coach from 2013 through 2016, had a four-year record of 27 wins, 37 losses. He's been serving as a senior offensive assistant with the Titans. Your reaction to McCoy, is that the quote-unquote easiest choice for interim coach?
No, I don't think it's the easiest choice. I have heard that he was a strong possibility. Does anything surprise you with this team at all? I'm really curious, you know, what this says to the locker room, because Denard Wilson has been there, and the defense, you know, has been one thing that, for the most part, until the dam breaks because there's too much water continuously flowing against it, has been good, you know. So Yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I do think that and wonder how this is going to work with the locker room.
Now, TD, beside the obviously, you know, the firing of Brian Callahan is the top of everybody's mind and every story, but, you know, the play on the field, to say it was bad, I think that's an understatement. But it just didn't seem as if this team knew how to consistently put together drives to move the ball down the field. And I understand Cam had his turnovers, and I think under that situation, any quarterback would have had his turnovers. But I'm watching a game, and I think I see a quarterback that is getting better under the situation he's in.
I mean, it's so tough because you look at the play calling, right? And you go back and you look at what Cam Ward did so well in college, right? The RPOs, they're moving the pocket. He's taking vertical shots. They played horizontal football yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. All these the between the tosses or the screens or you know, all that, it was horizontal football. There was no threat whatsoever to go vertical. And I, as a receiver, if you watched that game from above and looked down and saw that mess, you would have had to have a washcloth because you had to wipe your head from sweating out of anger because, you know, the safeties began to cheat up more and more. And there were multiple occasions where, you know, it was Alec Iremanner and Caillou Blue Kelly or the other corner lined up out wide. And I was telling Chase this the whole game. I was like, look at this. Look how the safeties are. Because it would be single high, and that single high would be away from that one-on-one over there. I'm talking about to the point where he's almost at the opposite hash, and there's no attempt to make them pay. None. Hmm. I don't get it. So, I mean, yeah, obviously Cam Ward has not been the best player. He's been bad. But at the same time, it's like, why not let him do what he does? Like, you don't go buy a sports car and take it on a dirt road. Like, you're supposed to drive that thing on an open highway and open it up and do what it does, you know, and that's not what was happening here.
Now, after all of this, the firing of a head coach, obviously the way that this team has looked on the field basically every game with the exception of one quarter, and that was the last quarter of two games ago, can you potentially now see the Titans being a player as far as trades? Because now they know unless there's a miracle, McCoy can do a miracle, this team's not going anywhere. And then you have players on your roster that can potentially get you, you know, what you coveted, and that's draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, look, nothing can be ruled out right now with this organization. It's dysfunctional, no direction. So I wouldn't be surprised by anything outside of Cam Ward being traded. Outside of Cam Ward, like, I personally think that anything is on the table.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He joins us every week, and he is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law, and he is fueled by Parman Energy. Teron, thank you so much for your time. I know it's been a hectic day for you. We'll catch up soon.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all good, man. I love action, so it's fun, man. There's a rush. There's adrenaline. It kind of brings me back to college days playing ball.
Appreciate you, Teron.
All right, folks. Take it easy.
Yep.
615-737-1025. We will take your reaction to the Tennessee Titans firing Brian Callahan. It has been reported by Tom Pelissero of NFL Network that Mike McCoy, who has been serving as a senior offensive assistant with the Titans, will be named interim head coach. McCoy coached the Chargers for four seasons. As Pelissero notes, McCoy took the Chargers to the playoffs in his first season as head coach with Philip Rivers at quarterback. McCoy had a record of 27-37 as the Chargers head coach between 2013 and 2016. Your reaction. Everything is on the table. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. D-Mace Vingan and Donick is presented to you by Bax Homeworks, which transforms kitchens, bathrooms, and living spaces into places you can't wait to come home to. Get a free estimate at BAXHomeworks.com.